Welcome to Let's Talk in English. Thank you for joining us here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and we have a great lesson for you all today. Our topic today is events, and the title of this lesson is Happy New Year. Happy New Year! Everyone, today is the first day of the new year, and today we also have a new teacher on Let's Talk in English.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. I'm excited to be here to help you learn English, and I enjoy talking about the new year.
We can all do some fun things to celebrate New Year's, but before we learn more about it, we can read today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter right now.
How did our friends celebrate New Year's? Susie celebrated at her friend's party. Rob celebrated at City Park. He wore a funny hat and watched the fireworks. Rob's favorite part of New Year's is the fireworks. Alex is LTE TV's new intern. He's a little nervous. He meets Susie. She's a reporter. Don't worry, Alex. Everyone is really nice.
There are going to be a lot of changes at LTE TV. Alex is a new intern working at the office.
An intern is a person who helps at an office. An intern might only work a few months at one office.
That's right. They can help with a lot of different things. Interns usually work so they can get experience, and they do not get paid for the work they do.
That's true. Have you ever been an intern before, friends? Maybe you can be an intern at an office you want to work at someday.
We'll talk more about that later. Right now, it's time for us to learn today's keywords. Here's Christina right now.
Hello, 新年快乐。Rob 戴着一顶滑稽的帽子到公园去看烟火庆祝新年。形容词滑稽，好笑的，就是 funny。Look at Rob's funny hat。在新年的各项庆祝活动中，你最喜欢的是哪一个部分呢？最喜欢的是 favorite， 部分是 part。What's your favorite part of New Year's?新年后办公室来了一位新同事 Alex。 Rob 向他介绍 Susie 说 Susie is a reporter。 Reporter 就是记者。 Alex 看起来有点紧张，紧张就是 nervous。 Alex is a little nervous。
Hi Susie, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Rob!
How did you celebrate the New Year?
I went to a friend's partyWhat about you?
I went to City Park with friends. We wore funny hats and watched the fireworks.
Was it crowded?
Yes, the park was very crowded, but we had fun.
We have talked about holidays on the show before.On some holidays, you say things to your friends when you see them.
Yeah, on Thanksgiving, you should say, Happy Thanksgiving. If it's a friend's birthday, you say, Happy Birthday.
So when it is the new year, you should tell everyone, Happy New Year. And that's what Rob and Susie are doing in our conversation today.
Today is January 1st. It's a holiday.And when you talk about a holiday, we talk about celebrating them too.
That's why Rob asks an important question. How did you celebrate the new year? And it's also our grammar point for today. Let's talk to Rebecca about it right now.
If you want to ask someone how they celebrated a special day, you can use this grammar point. How did you celebrate something?For example, how did you celebrate your birthday? Or, how did you celebrate Mother's Day? Now it's your turn to use it at your house.
Thanks, Rebecca. That's a helpful sentence. But today, it's also an important calendar phrase.
How did you celebrate?
How did you celebrate?
你如何庆祝的?
Happy New Year! It's a new year!
Yeah, how did you celebrate?
2014 is over.
How did you celebrate?
2015 is here.
How did you celebrate?
I had a big party. How did you celebrate?
I didn't.
Why didn't you come to my party?
You didn't invite me.
Oops. Happy New Year!
How did you celebrate?
How did you celebrate?
你如何庆祝的?
So, how did you celebrate the New Year? Some people celebrate this holiday by talking about the old year and remembering the things that they did. And they also talk about the New Year and things that they want to happen.
And other people go to parties. Susie went to a party for the New Year. And that's a sentence Christina wants to talk to you more about.
Susie 去参加了一个朋友的派对。I went to a friend's party. 这个句子不难，但是在使用上我们要特别介绍一下，因为 went 是 go 的过去式，它就是去的意思，所以我们常常用来表达 go to some place， 去某一个地方。比如 I went to the market， 我去了市场，或是 they went to New York， 他们到纽约去。但其实 go to 后面也可以加活动或者是事件来表达去参加或是参与某一件事。比如 Susie 说的 I went to a friend's party， 或者去看电影可以说 I went to a movie yesterday， They went to a wedding， 他们去参加一个婚礼。所以要讲参加或是参与某一个活动，可以直接用 go to something 就可以了。
We know Susie went to a party and Rob went to the park. He watched fireworks with his friends. Have you watched fireworks before, everyone?
I love fireworks. Fireworks are a fun way to celebrate something. In America, we often watch fireworks shows on a special holiday, the 4th of July.
The new year is a good time for fireworks, too. Fireworks are colorful and exciting, so they can make everyone excited for the new year.
That's right. There are a lot of fireworks shows all around the world for the new year. But right now, you should all be excited, because it's time for us to watch Conversation B.
What is your favorite part of New Year's?
Fireworks are my favorite part. They're so colorful and bright.
I love fireworks too. Who is that?
That's Alex. He's our new intern. He's from Taipei.
Alex.
Hi, Rob.
Alex, this is Susie. She's a reporter.
It's nice to meet you, Alex.
Nice to meet you, too.
We saw Alex, the intern, in Conversation B. We told you a little about being an intern at the beginning of the show.
Remember, an intern is someone who works at a company for a short time. They might do a lot of little jobs for a business.
Being an intern somewhere...can help you get a lot of good experience at a job. You should try to be an intern at a place you would like to work.
That's true. I was an intern at a book company one time. That was a lot of fun for me because I knew I wanted to work with books someday. Peter, what about you?
I was an intern in Washington, D.C. at a big company. It was fun to work in a different place for a short time.Being an intern is helpful because you can work at a job and see if you like it.
That's right. I think Alex will find out if he likes to work at a TV station this year. But today, he is new.
If you are new to a place, you just got there or just started working there, Alex has not been at LTE TV for very long.
Right, and he does not know everyone at the office yet. So Rob is telling Alex who some of the people there are.
Yeah, Alex has not met Susie yet. So Rob introduces him to her, and he tells Alex Susie is a reporter.
Do you remember what a reporter does? A reporter finds out about things that happen in a city. Reporters tell people important things that they need to know.
Susie finds out about things that happen in a city. Then she writes a story about it, and people can read about it.
So, being a reporter is a very important job. And this is an important time for us right now, because it's time for us to take a short break. Don't go away, though. We'll be back very soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, our lesson is called Happy New Year. How did you celebrate the new year? Rob went to the park, and Susie went to a party.
We also learned about being an intern. Alex is LTE TV's new intern and doesn't know everybody yet. He meets Susie.
We have a lot more to learn today, though. So let's see what happens right now in Conversation C.
You look nervous. Don't be. Everyone at LTE TV is really nice.
She's right. This is also a fun place to work.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Good. How was your New Year's, Alex?
My New Year's was great.
What did you do?
My friends and I watched a special New Year's show on TV.
Sometimes when you are new to a place, you might feel really nervous. I always get nervous when I start a new job.
When you start a new job, there's a lot to learn. There are many people to meet. I'm a little nervous today because it's my first day too, and that's why Alex looks nervous.
But Susie says, don't be nervous. Before we learn anything else, let's learn about that sentence pattern with Christina.
这位新同事好像很紧张。Susie 对他说 ,You look nervous. Don't be. 后面这个 don't be 是什么意思呢?其实它是 don't be nervous, 就是说你看起来很紧张,别紧张了。因为 nervous 跟前面重复，所以口语里把它省略掉，说起来比较利落一点。Don't be nervous 的 be 不可以漏掉哦，漏掉的话，这个句子就没有动词了。Be 可以指出某一个状态，我们来练习一下。比如有人很担心，你就说 You look worried. Don't be. 你看起来很担心，别担心了。或是有人很生气，就说 You look angry. Don't be.
Alex shouldn't be nervous because LTE TV is a really great place to work. Rob also says, it's fun to work with your friends.
That's true. So people are excited when they work here. And Alex is too. He might be nervous right now, but he knows that he will get used to it.
That's right. Things that make us nervous won't make us nervous forever. Sometimes it just takes a little time, and then you feel better about it.
True. Later, Susie asks Alex, how was your New Year's? She wants to know if he had a good holiday.
We can use this question in different ways. You can ask someone, how was something? Like, how was your weekend? Then tell your friend about it.
That's right. When I was in school, my mom used to ask me, how was school? She just wanted to know if anything exciting happened during the school day.
If someone asks you how something was, you can say, it was good, or it was bad. Then you can explain why it was good or bad.
Thanks, Peter. So Alex's New Year was great, but why was it so great? What did he do?
We learned in conversation C, he watched a special New Year's show on TV. In America, there are often shows for the New Year's holiday.
That's true. New York always has a big celebration for New Year's. Well, friends, now it's time for us to review the keywords. Say them with us right now.
Here's the first key word. Funny. Funny. That movie was funny. I laughed a lot.
Part. Part. My favorite part of the book is the end.
Nervous. Nervous. I'm nervous about the test.
Reporter. Reporter. Susie is a reporter on TV. Okay, friends, those are all the important keywords that we learned for today. Make sure that you keep practicing and try to use them whenever you speak in English to your friends. They'll help you a lot. Right now, we're going to take a look back at all of today's conversations.
Hi, Susie. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Rob.
How did you celebrate the New Year?
I went to a friend's party. What about you?
I went to City Park with friends. We wore funny hats and watched the fireworks.
Was it crowded?
Yes, the park was very crowded, but we had fun.
What is your favorite part of New Year's?
Fireworks are my favorite part. They're so colorful and bright.
I love fireworks too. Who is that?
That's Alex. He's our new intern. He's from Taipei. Alex.
Hi, Rob.
Alex, this is Susie. She's a reporter.
It's nice to meet you, Alex.
Nice to meet you too.
You look nervous. Don't be. Everyone at LTE TV is really nice.
She's right. This is also a fun place to work.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Good. How was your New Year's, Alex?
My New Year's was great.
What did you do?
My friends and I watched a special New Year's show on TV.
Happy New Year, Ginger!
Ooh, ha, ha. Happy New Year, Monkey Man!
What?
Hey, how did you celebrate?
I was at my friend's house. We had a party.
Ooh, what did you do there?
Well, we played games and ate snacks.
Snacks?
Yeah, you know, chips, cookies, fruit.
Oh, fruit like bananas?
Yes, fruit like bananas. Well, how did you celebrate?
Well, I went to City Park.
What did you do there?
I watched the fireworks. Boom, bing, bang. Ooh, ah.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And look, I wore this fun hat.
Well, Ginger, I was going to say that hat looks really silly.
Silly? Yeah, thanks. I like it too.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask questions and to get some answers. Today, we're talking about exercise. And we have a special guest, Frankie Phillips.
Great to be here, Rob.
Oh, ow. Okay. Welcome, Frankie. Tell everyone what you do.
Rob, I'm a personal trainer. I teach people how to exercise.
Perfect. We have a question here from one of our viewers. The question comes from John Gao in Taipei, Taiwan. John writes, I want to exercise and stay healthy, but I don't have time to go to the gym. What are some exercises I can do at home?
Great question, John. Many people are just like you. They want to exercise, but don't have the time.
So what can they do?
Let me show you some exercises.
Okay, wonderful.
Here's one exercise I call the sit and turn.
Sit and turn? That sounds interesting.
It is, and a lot of fun.
Okay.
First, put your hands behind your head.
Like this?
Yes. Now, slowly bend your knees and keep your back straight.
Like I'm going to sit in a chair?
That's right. But there is no chair. Now, stand up and turn your body to the right.
Okay.
Turn back to the middle, then sit down again. Then, stand up and turn to the left.
I get it. The sit and turn.
Perfect. Do sit and turn a few times, then go on to the next exercise.
Okay. What's the next exercise?
The next exercise is called the mountain climber.
The mountain climber?
First, reach up with your right hand and lift your left leg at the same time. Perfect. Now, change arms and legs.
Okay, this is pretty easy. Now what?
Now, I want you to change back and forth and go as fast as you can for 10 seconds. Go!
I'm tired.
Yes, but doesn't it feel good to exercise?
Sure. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for being here, Frankie, to answer our question. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, that's the end of our first show for this new year. We hope that you enjoyed it, and we also hope that you learned a lot.
I know I did. I was a little nervous to teach today, just like Alex was nervous for his first day to work at LTE TV. But it was great.
Sometimes you might be nervous to do something new, too. But if you are, just remember to always try hard. You'll feel a lot better when that thing is over.
That's true. Now, our show is almost over for the day, but that doesn't mean that you should stop learning.
That's right. So, you should keep using all those words and phrases that we told you about today. And right now, we just want to say Happy New Year. And we'll see you tomorrow for part two, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.